everyone, and welcome to the As I Amber podcast. I'm Amber, and I love to talk about music, travel, society, and pop culture. On today's special episode, I wanted to discuss 30 things I've learned before turning 30. As you may or may not know, January 15th is my 30th birthday, as well as Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated's Founders Day. So shout out to all my AKA sorority sisters and everything. In other news, I've learned so much over the years, and I'm grateful for the woman that I am becoming, and I just wanted to share some things that I've learned and am still learning since turning 30. Number one, do not compare yourself to other people. You never know what someone's gone through, what they're going through. You don't know someone's life path or their journey, so don't compare yourself with other people. Be grateful for the God-given life that is unique for you. Number two, be present, but learn to be quiet and listen. You can learn so much from listening and watching other people. Not saying that you can't talk at any times, but you learn a lot more by listening. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. Number three, don't be afraid to do things by yourself or alone. I've traveled by myself overseas to different states. I've gone to concerts alone. Sometimes you can't wait on everybody else because everyone's money is different, their interests are different, and you could have the time of your life by yourself. I know I've met friends at concerts or different events that I've gone to by myself. So don't be afraid to ever do something alone. Number four, take vacations and travel. See how other people live. And when I say travel, I'm not necessarily talking about going on some extravagant, luxurious international vacation. You can go 2 hours away. You can go an hour away. You can get on a bus. You can get on a plane. You can get on a train. You can drive. But just see how other people live and see different ways of living and different ways of life from people who are different than you. Number five, quality over quantity. Now, when I say quality over quantity, I'm talking about the caliber of people that you choose to put in your life. I may not be the most popular or have a whole lot of friends. I know a lot of people, but to consider people your friends, you may not have a lot, but that's better than pretending or people being fake. So I think that you should consider the quality of your friends, not necessarily the quantity. Number six, save money for a rainy day. Now, I'm not a financial expert or a financial guru, but life happens. You never know when you might need that extra money. So instead of going out for Chick-fil-A today, put that money aside because you never know when you might need it. Number seven, give yourself grace. Don't be so hard on yourself. I know it's really hard for me because I'm kind of a perfectionist type of person, and I think it's great to give ourselves grace, but it's important, even though it's important to strive for things, we're people, we're human. People make mistakes, we're not robots, so it's okay to give yourself grace. Number eight, unlearn bad habits. Yeah, life is about learning and being a continual learner, but sometimes we have to unlearn those things that are not healthy, whether that's eating habits, whether that's the way we talk to people, whether we treat people, you have to unlearn bad things. Number nine, don't stop learning in life. You know, you don't get to a certain age and think that you've arrived. You have the rest of your life and even now to learn new skills, new opportunities. Never stop learning. Number 10, believe in yourself. Yeah, I know it sounds really cheesy, but if you believe in yourself and you have confidence, not arrogance, but confidence, believe in yourself, things are possible. Number 11, I think this is number 11. Not everyone will like you, and that's okay to not be for everyone. It really is okay. Everyone may not care for your personality. You might not care for their personality. And that's all right. As long as you are considerate and not rude, I don't see an issue because everybody is not going to be best friends and everybody is not going to necessarily get along all the time. Number 12, take social media breaks. I know this is like a big deal, but even depending on what your career path is, sometimes you have to be on social media for work purposes, or you can just limit your screen time because we get so caught up in posting and comparisons, and sometimes you just need a digital break. It's okay to take a break. Number 13, pick your battles wisely. I know some people will argue down, and hey, I used to be or am still working in that area. If someone tells me that 2 + 2 = 9, I'm going to look at them like, really? But I've learned that if they think 2 + 2 = 9, just be like, okay, it is, and keep it moving. Because some people are just contrarians. They just want to argue for the sake of arguing and not because they're actually making any sense. But you know, you got to pick your battles wisely. Number 14, balance. Life is about balance. You got to have your righteous and you got to have your ratchet. So some days you might want to listen to Melodies from Heaven by Kirk Franklin, followed by Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce Savage. So I just think that life is about balance. You know, you are a multifaceted person with different elements of your personality. Some days you want to praise and worship and other days you don't. And that's okay. Number 15, listen to people who are experienced. You know, receive constructive criticism from people who've actually constructed things before. There's so much to learn from people that are older than us and even people that are younger than you that may have had more experience in a certain area. Number 16, apologize when you're wrong. It's okay to say you're sorry. Number 17, it's okay to not know. You know, we live in a world where everybody has Google in their phone. If you don't understand something, you can Google it. You can ask people. It's okay. You're not going to know everything. Number 18, it's okay to ask for help and it's okay to receive help. You can't do everything by yourself and on your own sometimes. Number 19, moisturize and drink water. Number 20, it's okay to have seasonal friends or temporary friends or friends for different things. This is just my opinion, because everyone is not going to like the same things as you. You might have some friends that you can talk about books with. You might have friends that you can talk about music and movies with. Everybody doesn't necessarily like the same thing, but that doesn't mean you can't be their friend. So that's why you might have friends for different things. You all might both like Beyonce and go to the concert together, and you might have a friend who really doesn't care about that kind of stuff. So just have friends for different things. It's really okay, because one person doesn't necessarily can't fulfill all those categories for you. Number 21, I think it's really important, especially for young women sometimes, to live alone. I've experienced living on my own in an apartment by myself, no roommates, all the bills in my name, paying everything. It really gives you a sense of peace in adulthood. And you begin to really enjoy and appreciate your alone time. And you also learn a lot about yourself and life and whether you like to be alone or whether you only like to be alone sometimes. I think it's important to just have that experience. Number 22, read and have hobbies outside of work or outside of making money. I'm not saying you can't have multiple streams of income or anything, but it's great to have a hobby where you can just be creative and release and relax, and you don't have to worry about selling and meeting a number and doing this and that. It's okay to just chill and have a hobby. Number 23, like I said before, don't be afraid. And I know it sounds cliche or whatnot, but sometimes fear can grip you, whether that's a job opportunity, whether that's a life opportunity or whatnot. Do not be afraid. God has not given you a spirit of fear. Number 24, learn a new skill or hobby. Like I said before, have a hobby, but when you learn a new skill, do something you've never done before, whether that's, you know, camping or learning how to code on the computer or painting. Do stuff that is unique and different, because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know that you might have a skill at something. So don't be afraid to try new things. Number 25, help other people. It's not always about you. It's great to help other people from the kindness of your heart. It makes you have a heart of gratitude and get the focus off of yourself. Number 26, it is absolutely okay to say no. I know Shonda Rhimes had her year of yes, and people are saying yes, 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 but it's okay to be like, no, no, no. You know, sometimes you can overwork yourself, and we are human beings and we can't do everything. So it's okay to say no. Number 27, be grateful. it's so easy to be like, I want this and I want that. And sometimes the things that you're complaining about are the things other people are praying for. So be grateful in your life. Number 28, love on your family and your friends, especially your parents and your siblings. Life is not always promised. You never know what the future may bring. So love on your family every chance that you can. Number 29, surround yourself with honest and positive people. I cannot stress this enough. You know, I think it's important to meet new people as well as maintain your older relationships too. But if you have to cut people off, that's all right, because sometimes you have to surround yourself in an environment, in an atmosphere, and around pleasant spirits and pleasant energy so that you can be a better person. You cannot be around people that complain all the time, that hate on other people, that just refuse to be genuine about anything. You must be around people that are positive whenever you can do that. Number 30, the number one thing that I really think that is really important is to compliment others and be genuinely happy for them. It's so important. If you like someone's outfit, tell them. If you like someone's picture, like it. Let them know. And it's not about popularity or validation from others. It's just about, it's nice to receive a compliment. And you get what you give sometimes. So those are my top 30 things that I've learned for turning 30 years old. And check out my As I Amber website, where I go a little bit more in depth about turning 30 and societal expectations and all that. But I'm just super blessed and super grateful for another year of life. And I thank you all so much for rocking with me, for listening to the As I Amber podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to like and leave a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow me on Instagram at As I Amber, as well as like me on Twitter and Facebook. I hope you all have a blessed week, a great day, a great night, a great month, and a blessed new year. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye.